same testimony fresh, that you might get all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. There's but a week before revival. Just a week. And I want to encourage you to trust the Lord, to rely on Him. Now, I'm expecting marvelous things next week. I'm expecting Brother Dale to come preach and God use him in a mighty way to stir my heart, all right, that I have more gumption, that I have more desire, that he stirs me, that the Lord uses him to stir me, that I am not the same after this revival meeting's over. That's what I'm praying for Mark. All right, and also praying that for you as well, and because there's no one like the Lord, there's no one like Him. Can you agree to that tonight? Now, if you'll help me preach, it'll be so much easier. Okay, all right. Mark chapter 10, verse 27. And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, "With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible." Now, I'm going to read that again. All right? And I wish I had time. I'd get right down in front of your face, one-on-one, and ask you if you believe what I'm reading to you. It ain't as near as personal as me asking you from here. I like to invade your space, get right up against you, and say, "Do you believe it? Yes or no? Do you believe it? Yes or no?" So pretend that I'm right in your face, and I'm asking you, do you really believe what that says? Okay. Well, you know that's loaded. You know that. Mark 10, verse 27. And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, "With men it is impossible." There are no truer words. See, every word in the Bible is true. Every word is true. So, there's not one more truer than the other. So, when I say there's no truer words than that, that's true. Because it's all true equally. Right? So, that is as true as any other passage you're ever going to read. Does everybody understand that? Talk to me. Yes. Is the Word of God true? Yes. So there's no truer statement than that statement. Is everybody, are we on the same page? Right. With men it is impossible, but not with God. Yeah. Huh? For with God, all things are possible. There's no truer words than them words in the whole Bible. Now think about that. Whatever passage I'm reading, there's no truer words than that passage. Are y'all getting it yet? There's none more true than the other. It's God's Word. It's true. And there's no truer words than that verse in the entire Bible. Okay? Well, that's enough. I don't have to say anything else. Think about it. I mean, that's deep right there. Ain't it? Huh? Believe God. Tonight I want you to believe God for who He is. And I want you to believe God for how almighty. He ain't mighty. He's almighty. I want you to believe God for how almighty He is. Just believe God. Why do I want you to believe God? Because with men, things are impossible. But not with God. For with God, nothing is impossible. You know how I know that? Because there's not any truer words than what that verse is. All right? Are we all right with that? Jeremiah 32, verse 27. Sound like the Lord speaking. "Behold, I am the Lord." That sounds like Him talking, don't it? You know how come I know? Because there's no truer words than them words right there. Do you know that? "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh." Is there anything too hard for me? He's asking that question. Is there anything too hard for him? I've used these thoughts many, many times down through the years. Is there anything too hard for him? Huh? What do you say? What do you say? What do you say, boys? Is there anything too hard for him? They nothing. They nothing too hard. You believe that? What about you, preacher man? Huh? Is there anything too hard for him? Favor, what do you think? Huh? Is there anything too hard for him? Anything at all? Huh? What about you guys? Is there anything too hard for him? Huh? Anything at all? Huh? How about y'all, brainiacs up there? Is there anything too hard? You know, my mighty men believe that. What do you say? What do you say? What do you really believe? What do you really believe? What do you really believe? Do you believe God can do anything? What are you believing Him for? What are you believing Him for? What is going on right now that you need from God that you've got to believe God for right now? Not what you're going to believe Him for, but what are you believing Him for? Not why are you choosing to believe Him, but what one thing are you believing God for right now? You say, well, I don't know if it's possible or not. Well, I know it's possible because He said, with men, it's impossible, but not with God, for with God, all things are possible. Are we still okay? Now, what you really believe and what you say is shows in what you ask of Him.
That's right.
So I'm going to ask you now, what are you asking for? What are you really asking for believing? So that shows whether or not you believe everything else that's said. Jeremiah 32, verse 17 says, Ah, Lord God, behold, Thou hast made the heaven and the earth by Thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for Thee.
Right.
Yeah. Believe that?
Yeah, sir.
Do you?
Yeah.
What are you asking God for?
Yeah.
What are you asking God for? What particular thing are you asking God for? Ain't nothing too hard for Him. The reason I know it's nothing too hard for Him is because He done told me that nothing's impossible. Is everybody still running with me? So I'm asking you. Now you ought to be answering now. You ought to be answering in your mind, what are you asking God for? What did you set aside because you didn't believe He'd do it? What did you set off the list because you said to yourself, there's no need me asking for that no more? Anything?
Right.
You say, well, I didn't put on a list. Well, you quit praying about it.
Yeah. Right.
You didn't take it off the list, but you quit praying about it.
Right.
Why'd you quit praying about it? It ain't because your faith was so great. You said, well, I prayed for it once and it'll happen. No, you said, it ain't happened, so I ain't going to pray for it more. Are we still okay? There is nothing too hard. There is nothing too hard. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Do you really believe that? Then why aren't you praying for the hard thing? We spend a lot of time praying for stuff we'll never see if it happens or not. We're almost like them faith healers that pray for them gourds and everything that's inside of people. You know, they come in to get healed. They come up front and need healed. They shake them. So I had a gourder in there. Well, it's gone. How we know? It's gone. I told you it's gone. So we pray for them. We quit praying for them big things. We keep praying for the things that everybody's looking at, that's in our life, the obstacles and the big things. We don't pray about them because down deep we think it's too hard. Down deep we think it's impossible. We know it. Now, I can pray for you because I believe for you. And I love you, and I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to believe you're impossible. But for me, nah. It's too hard for mine. Are you following me tonight? There is no promise too hard for God to fulfill. Ain't that wonderful? There is. I'm not asking you if that's a true statement. I'm telling you that that's a true statement. That there is no promise too hard for God to fulfill. You know, I learned in one of the Bible classes, I don't remember what semester it was, it's about, what was his name? Let me think of his name. Sisko? One of the kings? Huh? Cicero? No, it was a king. Cicero. It was a, I forget his name now. Let's call him Sisko tonight. That's what we're going to call him tonight. All right, but it was prophesied like 300 years before that the king would do something, and they give his name, and he hadn't been born yet, and they give his name 300 years before. And when that 300 years passed, then there was his name, and that's who done it. Well, that ain't possible. Yeah, it is, because there's nothing impossible with God. Is anybody getting any of this? You know why? Because there's no promise. There's no promise too hard, huh, for God to fulfill. None. We still okay? How about this? There's no prayer too hard for God to answer. There's no such a thing. There's no prayer you can pray that's too much for God to answer. It's not too hard. Do you believe it? Then why'd you quit praying about it? Why'd you quit praying about it? Well, I prayed for years and years and years and years. Well, why'd you quit? Are we still okay? There is no problem. There is no problem too hard for God to solve. Now, sometimes we quit praying because we don't think the problem can be solved. So we quit praying. We know God will answer prayer. We believe that, but I don't know if there's a problem over there with it. Now, if that problem gets taken care of, I'll start praying about that again. I don't know about y'all. Does anybody here talk like that to God? In our mind, when we get out to pray, well, it's hard. Can't pray about that anymore. Pray about it. I'll just give up. That ain't what you want. God ain't what you want. But I didn't read that. I didn't read the scripture like it for some reason. It said, for with men things are impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Now, if it don't mean that, then none of it means that. Because there's no truer verse than that verse. So if that verse don't mean that, then none of the other verses mean that. Is that okay? Do you believe this? There is no person too hard for God to save. Say the same one. There ain't nobody too hard for God to save. I can go down the list. I can go down a list of people that I've seen come to Christ that has already been said that will never happen.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
There's some right here in this church house tonight.
Yeah, amen.
Huh? Who would think that a man raised a Catholic, go to Marine Corps, raised a Catholic, who would think that somebody from his hometown would go out of state and witness to him and be an instrument in seeing him saved, that now he has retired from a Christian business and sits in our midst tonight? Who would have said that, Steve Fairchild? Who would have said such a thing? Huh? Huh? Every time he gets to lead the singing, I stand here and smile because I know what Steve was. Huh? My buddy back there. Huh? Did y'all know I used to... Dave hated me. Did y'all know that?
That's true.
Dave hated me. And I'd go knock on his door and beg him to Christ, and he hated my guts. Huh? I guess something... Now I'm the only friend he has. But can I tell you, it was no shock to me when I watched him. You just had a birthday Friday. Yeah. On March the 20th, 1990, on a Tuesday night. Huh? Mike Long preaching out of Mark chapter 5. That you walked up aisle and got saved.
Yeah.
Huh? That ain't possible.
Yeah.
Huh? That ain't possible. Me and Garth went through school together. Me and Garth know one another before we was even born. We go so far back. Well, our parents run around together. So I mean, we know one another before we was even born. Who would have thought that Garth leads or does the sound for me to preach? If you tell anybody that we went to school with, they've been told you, well, you're nuts. Garth told them who his pastor was. Said, ain't no way, that's your pastor. Yeah. What I'm trying to tell you is there's no person too hard for God to save. And I'm asking you, do you believe that? Do you believe that? You don't limit God or sell God short. You know why? Because he said with men, that's impossible. But not with God. For with God, nothing's impossible. You know how I know that? Because there's no truer words than there's nothing upon with God. There's no truer words in the whole Bible. Huh? Y'all believe that? Psalm 78:41-42 says this: yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. They remember not his hand, nor the day when he delivered them from the enemy. Can I tell you that sometimes we quit praying or we don't believe everything we used to believe because we forget what we've already saw?
Right.
We need to come in and look around, not to judge, but look around and praise God for what he's done in our midst, and look in the mirror and praise God for what he's done in our past, and sit down and remember just a little bit where we come from. Remember just a little bit just how rough things used to be. Remember just a little bit what we used to do without and what we didn't have. But God has intervened and given us far more than we could ever hope to have. We ought to go back just a little bit and remember instead of forgetting where he delivered us from. Huh? I don't have to go back and relish my sin and brag on my sin, but I better not forget it.
Yeah.
I don't need to brag on how mean I was or dirty I was or filthy I was, But I better not forget how far down I was when God's holy hand reached down and brought me a pile of a miry clay and set my feet upon a solid rock and established my goings and put a song in my mouth. We better not ever forget that. Huh? We better not. Huh? How is it possible that the great God is limited by us? How is that possible? Do you know, I don't understand why. I know why, but I don't understand it. Why he allows himself to be restricted. Do you know that God allows himself to be restricted or bound in working in our lives? He allows us to restrict him.
Very true.
Now, think about this. There's nothing impossible with it.
Right.
You know how come I know that? Because he said so.
Right.
But how come I'm not seeing it? Because he allows us to restrict him. He allows us to bind him. Huh? Are you hearing me? Because he wants us to use faith.
Right.
He wants us to believe just what he says.
Right.
Yeah. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
He wants us just to not quit and go, well, that's what you said. Huh? I told you this story. This is a true story. My pawpaw and let's see, it would be Becky, Doug Holly's wife Becky, would be Becky's pawpaw, and my pawpaw were best buddies. They were preacher buddies, and they preached together and held revivals together and done everything. And of course, my pawpaw was from Wine Island, and Becky's pawpaw was from over Maple Fork Way, Dothan Way, lived at Dothan actually, and so a long ways away, but they was together a lot. And they was preaching, I don't remember whether pawpaw was preaching for Billy. I don't know how it was. They was both together in the service. And they had preached, one of them preached that night. And a little boy, well, not a very big boy, 9, 10, 11, 12 year old, somewhere like that, come up there and said, "Preacher, do you believe that God will save my daddy?" And they, one of whichever one was, said, "Yeah, I believe." "Said, you sure?" "Yes." "Okay, I believe it." Right? So he went home. Well, that was back when kids worked hard. And he had chores to do, and he was hauling the corn. And while he was hauling the corn, he said he felt like he needed to pray for his daddy. And he got down beside the cornfield, and he said, "God, save my daddy. Save my daddy. Save my daddy." And the devil jumped right astraddle of him in his mind and his heart. He said, "God ain't going to hear your prayer. God don't hear a little boy's prayer." And that boy got up there and he was crying, hauling that corn. And was wearing him out. And he said, "I got to go pray." And he got down and prayed again. He said, "God, save my daddy. Save my daddy." And the devil jumped right astraddle of him again and said, "God don't hear no little boy's prayer." He went over and started hauling again. He said, "God, you said. They told me you said you saved my daddy." He got there and said, "God, you saved my daddy." And the little boy felt like God was going to save him that night. So that night, the revival, they had church and preached. And when the invitation was given, that little boy walked up the aisle and stood. And I think it was Billy that was doing the preaching. He stood and folded his arms and looked back through the church like that. They said, what do you need, son? He said, "Nothing." He said, "God's going to save my daddy tonight." He just stand there waiting. You know how little kids do, fidget with everything, stand there. Said, "Son, I don't even know if your daddy's here." He said, "Don't matter. God said he saved me tonight." Here out of the crowd, here come an old man walking up the aisle. Little boy started clapping. He said, "Here come my daddy." You know why? Because he hadn't been taught not to believe God.
Right.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
Do you believe the same way?
Yes.
Then why'd you quit praying?
Yes.
Why'd you quit praying? Why'd you give up on God? Huh? Why'd you limit God? Huh? Why does he limit him? He allows us to be restricted because we don't believe him. We bind him because of our unwillingness. Huh? God ain't going to force nothing on you or me, either one. He's not going to force a blessing on us. He's not going to force an answered prayer on us. He's not going to force any big thing. He's not going to force it. He's going to wait when you're willing to receive what he's got. And then he'll shovel it on so fast you can't handle it. But he ain't going to waste it. He's going to wait till you believe that he's God. And he's going to wait till I believe he'll do what he says. And, huh? But we bind him because of... I just wonder, does that make sense to you tonight? We bind him with our unconcern. When we're indifferent. When things don't matter no more. Can I tell you tonight, things have to matter. It does matter. People matter. Things matter. But after a while, we get to that don't matter no more. Yeah, it does. Still matters. And when it don't matter to us, the Lord says, well, there's no need me doing anything. When you're ready, when you're willing to receive it, I'll go ahead and fix it, and I'll go ahead and do it. But I'm not gonna force feed you. See, God don't walk away from us. God don't leave us, don't forsake. He lives inside. But if you don't want to talk to God, guess what? He won't talk to you. If you don't want to fool with him, he's well. I ain't gonna fool with you. See, he desires fellowship. That's why he saved us. He didn't save us to say, look what I've done. He saved us to have fellowship and say, look what I've done. Is this making sense to anybody? We bind him because of our unreasonableness. We won't give up our dirt for his diamonds. Huh? We won't give up our dirt for his diamonds. Sometimes we won't turn loose. What's the saying in the workplace? We got a nickel holding up a dollar. Any of you guys ever hear that? There it is again, nickel holding up a dollar. Huh? We'll be satisfied with a nickel when we can get a dollar. Huh? Our love of the world is what does it. That's what makes us love our dirt. It hinders God in our life. We still okay? See, God's able. Do you believe that tonight? What's he able to do? Well, let's see. He's able to help us when we're tempted. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18 says, for he, in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them, aid them, help them, assist them that are tempted. You believe that? You know there's no truer words in the Bible than that verse right there? Do you know that? There's no truer words than that verse right there. You believe it tonight? He's able to save. You believe that? Hebrews 7:25 says, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost, that coming to God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. He's able. Do you know there's no truer words in the Bible than that verse right there? Do you believe that? There's no truer words in the Bible. Huh? We still okay? He's able to keep us saved. Listen, saving me was a big deal, but keeping me saved is a bigger deal. Huh? You know, saving me, I believe. But look at all these days since then, I ain't. Huh? He saved me the night I believed on Him. But look at all the nights that I quit believing Him. When He saved me, I was as clean as the driven snow. But since then, I've been filthy. And He's keeping me safe. Is that not a wonderful thing? Do you know that there's not a truer word in the Bible than that verse right there? There's not a truer verse in the whole Bible than that verse right there. You believe that? So we're just going to have to believe God. Will you? Well, then do it. Do it. You got something you need to believe God for? Well, come believe it. Come on. You got something you got to have God do? Well, come on, do it. Well, that ain't possible. Yeah, it is. Why do I know that? Because He said, with men it's impossible, but not with God, for there is nothing impossible with God. Do you need it? Just believe God. Believe God. If you want to believe God, believe God. If you want to believe Him, don't. He ain't going to make you. He ain't going to make you. Sure, you can play if you want to. Let's go play something. Here, play something. I don't care what you play. Play Christmas songs if you want. I don't care. Had nothing to do. We just want a little bit of music to enhance the movement of God's people who's deciding, I think I was going to believe God. I don't know. I'm just trying to be simple tonight. I'm trying to be simple this morning. Trying to be encouraging this morning. Trying to be encouraging tonight. Let you know there's no truer words in God's Bible. There's no truer words. And He'll do the impossible. No truer words. That there's nothing too hard for Him. There's no truer words. And He's able. Saved you. He saved Jim. Easter Sunday. He saved you. It ain't going to be no problem to save for this time. It ain't going to be no problem. I believe it. Do you know the Bible says something about giving us the desires of our heart? You know there ain't no truer words than that verse right there. Do you know that? What do you say? What would you good believe? Why don't we go ahead? I think I'll just clear off the spot and believe God. Huh? Be enough, Cheryl. Let's go home.